This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Americans who are struggling financially during this coronavirus pandemic will be getting help soon from Washington. President Trump has signed the COVID-19 relief package after tossing the whole deal into question by suddenly saying he wanted Americans to get more money than Congress had agreed on. The AP's Mike Gracia on where we are now and what you're going to get out of this.
The long-awaited COVID relief package that President Donald Trump threw in doubt is now law after Trump signed the $900 billion package Sunday at his private club in Florida. The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund federal agencies through September and includes end-of-session priorities such as an increase in food stamp benefits. Trump held up the bill by demanding $2,000 relief checks instead of the $600 checks in the bill that passed both houses of Congress. In a written statement, Trump said he was sending back to Congress a redlined version of the bill with items he wants removed, but the bill as signed will not necessarily be changed.
Authorities are trying to figure out why a 63-year-old man set off an explosion in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day. He was killed, three other people injured. An RV like the one that exploded on the street in Nashville had been seen in bomber Anthony Warner's backyard. The AP's Kimberly Crizzi is in Nashville.
We don't know much about the property. Neighbors have described him as pretty quiet. They didn't really know much about what was going on. We just know that the RV is no longer there.
California is expected to extend its strict stay-at-home orders in Southern California and some other parts of the state. Hospitals there are quickly running out of ICU beds for COVID patients. Experts expect the U.S. will see more and more virus cases because millions of Americans traveled over the holidays. More than 333,000 Americans have died from the coronavirus. This is AP News. And now to the Female Athlete of the Year. The AP's Shelley Adler has it.
Tennis champ Naomi Osaka is the AP Female Athlete of the Year. In a strange sports year due to COVID-19, Naomi Osaka managed to win the U.S. Open with no one in the stands in 2020.
There were a lot of fans last time, but yeah, I feel like, you know, in the end, all I focus is what I can control on the tennis court.
And while the 23-year-old won her third Grand Slam title, she also spoke out about racial injustice and police brutality. Overall, Osaka went 16-3. During the coronavirus-shortened tennis calendar, she ended the year ranked number 3 in the world. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Russian fishing trawler sank this morning in the Barents Sea. 17 of its crew are still missing. Two other crew members have been rescued. The search for the missing is continuing. The very latest on the search in the Barents Sea. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.